See, when they did this, they were in the bubble of obedience. They were immune to all danger. They got thrown in jail. Now let's continue. All right. When her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Now watch this now. When you obey God, Satan is also there too. You just got to put him under your foot. But that doesn't mean God didn't lead them there. Now watch what happened. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. Seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his whole family. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeants, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily. But let them come themselves and fetch us out." And the sergeants told these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Now, when Paul did this, he exposed their deceit. This was wisdom, because there are going to be others that believe, and now they won't be so fast to throw them in prison and beat them. See, when God is guiding you, and you stand up to, you know, God will give you wisdom of how to deal with people. This is why you have to be trained. You can't be mousy. You have to do it God's way. Sometimes you're going to have to be bold. Sometimes you're going to have to be quiet. Sometimes you're going to have to wait. And you're going to have to honor the protocols of God. Unless you're trained to do that, then remember, it's just like your family. Whatever you do as a parent, little eyes are watching you. They're taking their cues of how to deal with this life from the parent. They don't just receive the good stuff you do. They get it all. Your bad habits, your good habits, your temperaments, everything. That's what That's what they're going to have to deal with for the rest of their lives. Unless they study the word and overcome what you did not. And see, in a church, any church, every church, they're going to be just like the pastor, you know, in many of their ways. Their strengths, though, some don't attain the strengths. Some go beyond the strengths because they've had training from parents. They, you know, people are varied. But the flow will be according to the way of the pastor. Remember in King Ahaz, the heart, he was swayed like the wind in the trees, and so were the people. When the leader, whatever the leader's doing, they're watching. All eyes on the leadership. All eyes on the pastors. The way that the pastor followed God, that's how people are swayed to follow God. If the pastor's afraid to continue with God's perfect will, the people will be also. The door will be too big to go through. They'll be afraid. If the pastor won't go, then hey, I ain't going either. The pastor, he ain't going, I ain't going. That's how it works. It's not like God put a physical door there, but if God tells you to do something and you do something else, that's what the people pick up. Whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth. Whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth. But when you're confident, see, I build myself up. I don't trust myself to obey everything God do. That's why I started confessing that I will do all that's in his heart. So that when he tell me to do something, there's no lag time. I can jump on it. Like I just, at the beginning of this broadcast, part one, I said, when God give you something to do, jump on it. Prepare your heart to jump on it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Confess that you'll obey God, his perfect will. And also confess that you'll be comfortable with his perfect will. Whatever he revealed to you. And see, when people don't want to do that, they don't want to hear this. They avoid it. But those that want to know God, they'll obey him. And they're going to learn things that's far beyond their things that they never would have thought of. Every time I obey God, I always learn something I never knew before. And whatever's unknown at that time, I make adjustments. Everything gets better. It's just like Paul's. They had stripes on their back, but they got beat once. But the people that's coming after them, they're going to be able to make a stronghold for God in that city. They shut down the demonic woman. They rebuked that spirit out of her. And now, hopefully she got saved. I don't know what happened to her, to be honest. But they did this publicly. They got punished publicly. And then they warned publicly. Nobody could forget what happened in the jail. The prisoners, they went back to life. When they went back to life, I'm sure they went changed. They received salvation. So the fact that the criminals of the city are now Christians and doing good and working with their own hands and doing what's right and uplifting Jesus and telling people about the earthquake and everything that happened. Then they got to jail and his family got saved, and most people know each other. See, in cities without cars, people are closer knit. How far can a man walk every day? He got to live somewhere near where he works. So it's important to understand that this didn't go unnoticed, and the gospel was able to grow. Churches were able to be formed. Protocols of God were established by men that love God. And when people follow God boldly, then the people that watch them, it's easier for them, much easier for them to obey God fully instead of partially. But partial obedience won't cut it. And that's what people need to understand. Partial obedience is not complete. But when you fully obey the Holy Spirit, now you can have that great revival you want. but it's going to be on God's terms. And God's doing this in a way. See, actually, in all honesty, people are getting saved more now than they ever have. And that's just inside of, I know this because the Holy Spirit told me so. But people, he's not going to revive, you know, people that obey him. He's raised up people that will work with his people the way he would. He's not going to send them to places where they'll be so that they'll decline. He's going to send them to places where people obey him to his specifications. So now so just count on his imminent return, but obey everything he gives. Because he said to me this weekend that his return is imminent, and because he wants the people that's coming in steadily, they're not, he don't want them to be corrupted by those who are lukewarm. So before he let that happen, he'll just come back and take us all out of here. He explained this to me. But there are many that fell away, but then there are many that came in. And that's what's bracing the world. That's why World War III hadn't happened yet. God is still saving people. In the fullness of the Gentiles, it's happening. If his return is imminent, that means that the fullness of the Gentiles have come in, or they're almost in. And then we're out. I thank God for the things that he's doing. Some things, you know, everything of Satan, that's under our foot. If people fall away, then he's going to rise up faster. But if people are dedicated to God, he can't rise up like he wants to. See, we can stop the works of darkness. But God's going to judge the wicked, and he's going to rapture us just before the vile judgments. See, when God gets ready to judge, the wrath of man and the wrath of Satan, that don't count. We can handle all that. But there's no reason for us to be here when God throws down his judgment. When the judgment hammer of God comes down, we're going to be gone. And it's going to fall on those who are in disobedience. Now, that's just biblical. That's the protocol of God. That's what he always did. He protected those that, all you have to do is read Ezekiel 9. He protected those that were dedicated and judged those that were evil. Period. I don't understand why it's so hard to understand. It's simple math. God's going to protect. He protected Lot and his family. Don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. She turned to salt. She died. The rest of them lived. So, as we go forward in the Lord, understand full well that God loves us, he protects us, and the open doors is for our benefit. He's going to enable us to benefit more people. But I'm sorry that the pastors of old and of present have walked through their own doors instead of God's. I wish they didn't do it. I wish they would have did it God's way a long time ago, but it is what it is. And I love them. I want their ministries to work. It used to disappoint me when they didn't.